94.5 ESPN is WKTI and WKTI HD Milwaukee, a locally owned Good Karma brand station. Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Away we go, 3 o'clock hour. Kyle Bruston, Norman, KBN, KSN today. Kyle Strofen, Norman, hanging out with you from the American Family Insurance Championship at TPC Wisconsin. Beautiful day, 75 degrees and sunny. I'm wearing a thick quarter zip and khakis. Not a good move by me. Kyle, the what'd you call those before? The meat?
Yeah, I got my I don't know about my daddy shorts on.
What were you going to call them?
I don't know if I can say this word. I need Ashton to tell me, but they're my daddy shorts on. They got my thigh meat out.
Daddy shorts.
They got my thigh meat.
I'm offended at that even.
I don't like daddy shorts. That doesn't make me feel better.
I got my thigh meat out today. I got the thighs out.
You do got some hams on you.
Thank you.
There are some Thanksgiving hams right there.
Thank you. Thank you. I got some yams.
I don't know.
How you get to the yams? Thank you, Brad. I appreciate it.
See, look at this. People are walking in and staring at you like a clown again.
Yeah, because they like the thigh meat.
And you are trying to get that thigh meat as much sun as possible.
Yeah,
I can tell.
I like these shorts because it's tied around the legs.
I was really excited to come hang out with you guys today. I kind of wish it was Will instead.
Strofe, I can say this word, right?
Write it down and I'll tell you. I don't know what that means.
Oh, you
don't? Spell it wrong?
Can I look at the word?
Yeah.
I know what that's supposed to say. I don't think you spelled it right. I don't think you should say that.
Yeah,
okay.
I
would refrain.
Fair. KBN After Dark.
I would refrain, yes.
Can I put it on the screen for those on YouTube to read it?
That's your decision to make, and I'm not going to stop you or tell you to either way. I lost my phone in the process.
It's right here. I picked it up for you.
Oh, thank you. Maybe you are the problem.
I'm a sexy problem.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, he's worried about saying a different word, but I'll let you know how sexy he thinks he is when he looks in the mirror in the morning. All right, let's get to this. So, if I asked you blankly, and I know you guys know the answer, but I want you to think of if I said, this guy is the storyline of OTAs thus far. Mm. Your answer would be?
Jordan Love.
Or?
Matthew Golden.
Or?
Josh Jacobs.
Or?
Xavier McKinney.
Okay, yep, keep going.
Jair Alexander not being there.
Lucas Van Ness.
Edgerrin Cooper.
Yeah, Rashawn Gary.
Yeah, Kenny Clark.
We could probably list off 25
Tucker
names.
Tucker Kraft.
Yeah, we could probably list off 25 names before we get to the name that I'm looking for.
Huh.
Who has been the story of OTAs. If you've been reading any of the Packers articles, Rob Domofsky over at ESPN.com or Jason Wilde over at Channel3000.com. Everybody's written an article about wide receiver Romeo Doubs this week. Mm. Romeo Doubs met with the media earlier this week, OTA practice number 2 that was open to the media, and wouldn't answer questions about the concussions, wouldn't answer questions about skipping work last year, but would talk about his role within the offense and some things, you know, in relation to that. But as we were discussing the wide receiver room earlier this week, Brad, you made a comment that made me go, holy crap, I hadn't thought about it that way. And you might even be overestimating it. When we talked about Romeo Doubs, what did you say earlier this week?
I said, why are we talking about wide receiver 3? Mm. Romeo Doubs, to me, is wide receiver 3. I don't understand why he's the most intriguing. Maybe he's the most perplexing because of what you said. You know, he's a pretty closed off guy, which I totally respect. Not everybody is, you know, however they want to express themselves is completely up to them. But the whole missing practice yesterday, and just he's kind of an enigma in general, but even completely outside of that, if I'm looking just on the field, he's been with the Green Bay Packers for 3 years. You know what position he has jumped between on the Packers stat sheet from 2022, 2023, 2024. We're talking receptions, yards per game, total yards, and even touchdowns. He bounces around 2 to 5. Anywhere within the Packers, now some tight ends are included in that, like Tucker Kraft, but from as far as total receiving output, yards per game, yards, receptions, touchdowns, he always finds himself somewhere in the 2-5 ranking. The only exception to that is 2023, tied with Jaden Reed for 8 touchdowns to lead the team. So as I look at this, especially with the addition of Matthew Golden, and I know we've been hard on the wide receiver room, and we've been rightfully hard on Jaden Reed for drops, we can't forget that Jaden Reed is probably the most bona fide playmaker in the wide receiver room if your name isn't Matthew Golden. So I'm wondering to myself, wait, why is Romeo Doubs, who's going into the last year of his contract, probably won't be a Green Bay Packer in 2026. I think he can be a fine wide receiver 2 or 3 on another team, but in the Packers team, he is wide receiver 3. All the stats back that up, and even if I'm going to roll out the receiving room, I'm putting Matthew Golden and Jaden Reed ahead of him. So help me understand why Romeo Doubs is the talk of OTAs this year.
Yeah, that should be the talk of OTAs because Romeo Doubs is wide receiver number 3 and is pretty much almost solidified unless he has a really breakout season. And for me, that's a good thing for the Green Bay Packers to have a guy that is that reliable. I understand last year wasn't a great season all around for Romeo Doubs. He had to deal with the fact that first he went absent, so he went AWOL, and then he had to deal with one concussion. The second concussion came against Philly, so it really doesn't matter because the Packers ended up losing that game. So he missed playing games. And then on top of that, he didn't have his quarterback. Rob Namoski pointed out a great point is the fact that he didn't have his quarterback for multiple weeks during early in the season, which hampered his ability to have stats. The Packers ran the ball, I believe, 50 times against the Indianapolis Colts, was it? And so when you think about that, that's less opportunities for a guy like Romeo Doubs. And let us not forget the fact when Romeo Doubs was called upon in Jordan Love's best game as an NFL pro, what was his best game as a pro in the NFL?
Oh, was that the Dallas Cowboy game?
That was the Dallas Cowboy game.
And, good hit.
And who was starring in that game as a wide receiver cooking Stephon Gilmore?
Was that Wicks?
Shut up. Stop playing with me. It was Romeo Doubs in the playoff game.
Romeo, I remember that Wicks play.
Okay, hold on.
Seared
time
in
out.
My memory.
In Brad's defense, you asked that question like the answer wasn't Romeo Doubs.
No, the answer is Romeo Doubs. That's the whole point. It's Romeo.
So he had one game.
He had more. Brad, stop
He's
playing.
Had more than one game.
So
he
what
had,
is so? Wait, where Brad, so? Rank the wide receivers, Kyle.
Wait a minute.
Rank the wide receivers.
I mean, the wide receivers right now. I'm going to
as you see them on the Green Bay Packers.
This is me projecting towards the end of this season. I believe the number one wide receiver on this team at the end of this year will end up being Matthew Golden. I think he'll be the number one wide receiver. I think Jaden Reed will be right there behind Matthew Golden as the top two. But I do believe Romeo Doubs is a hell of a number 3, and he's going to shine. Do you realize in the last 2 seasons when he's basically been like a solidified starter? Win healthy this past season. He's had 600 yards back-to-back years. Now, do we want more? Of course we want more. But this year alone, with less targets, less games being played, he still has 600-plus yards. And that's with him complaining about the fact that he wasn't getting the damn football enough. So, again, I think we're too down on Romeo Doubs right now. Let's not forget how talented he is. There is no way you go from last year talking about how he can be so great, and then he has a little bit of a down year due to injury, due to some mental health stuff, and now we're all the way down on him. The Green Bay Packers are lucky that they do have a log jam of wide receivers. And it's a good log jam.
Stop. Hold on. Time out.
Log jam bad.
Log jam is not a compliment.
No, it is a diss.
No,
it's a good thing. They have a log jam of talented wide receivers.
Log jams mean productivity stop.
Romeo Doubs, and I think we have the list. I will say this. Romeo Doubs is one of the better number 3s in the NFL. Even when you look inside this division, I'll go on a limb and say Romeo Doubs is the best number 3 wide receiver in the NFC North.
Well, I would have to look at the other wide receiver 3s to know that distinctly. However, don't take what I'm saying as I'm calling Romeo Doubs a scrub. I'm not calling him a scrub.
You're talking about the number three.
Yeah, he's the number 3 though, because I think they're looking at this. Both Goody and LaFleur are going to look at this and say what I can do with Golden and Reed is significantly more. Wicks,
Brad,
I feel like is going to continue
to be pushed. Brad, I got something to say.
Go for it, scrub.
I think Dontavian Wicks is the number 3.
I don't know
that it's a guarantee that Romeo Doubs is going to see as much time as – I don't know, but I'm also a Dontavian Wicks believer. I think he's the best route runner. I think he's got maybe, other than Matthew Golden, the highest ceiling on this team. We'll see if he gets there. But I don't know if Romeo Doubs is going to be as featured in this offense as we anticipate.
I do expect his production to go down, his targets to go down, because it's a log jam of sorts to where some log.
And just to clarify, you're not saying this is a compliment.
No, some not for Romeo Doubs. It isn't. Some log will be left behind when there's a log jam.
Some log will be left behind.
Look at it and say, what logs do we need down the river? Let's push the other logs up and make sure those other ones get down. The ones that are going to get down are Matthew Golden and Jaden Reed, maybe even Doubs. Tavian Wicks. We're not even talking about the ascending Tucker Kraft. When you look at this, he is going to be slowly phased out of the offense. The Packers already know.
They already know they're not signing him.
They're going to use him however they can use him, like a bar of soap, and then discard him at the end of the year. And he's going to go get $10 million elsewhere. And good for Romeo Doubs. He could be a wide receiver too elsewhere. But it's not going to be in the system. The Packers know it. The logjam is too great. And you want to feed the mouths that are going to be here for a while and are more productive for your team.
I just find it hard for a guy who last year had 49 receptions and 601 yards. He was down in touchdown passes, but again, less targets, injury. I just find it hard to believe that a guy that can be as productive as Romeo Doubs can be, that all of a sudden you're just not going to put him on the field. Remember when he came back from having that AWOL where he got suspended for a game? Do y'all remember what he did? He had 2 touchdowns in that next game.
It's because they fed him.
Yeah, they fed him. Oh, so they decide to feed him and he performs, but we should just push him down the
depth chart.
But
think about
he earned the opportunity after that. For me, if you ask me, a guy that when you call upon him, he delivers. Now, there are some inconsistency issues that this entire receiving core has, but I'm not ready or willing to give up on Romeo Doubs quite yet. A guy who, if you feed him the rock, he can give you 70 catches and give you 800 yards. He can for sure give you that.
I'm telling you, I think whoever Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love choose to highlight, they will produce. And they just chose Romeo Doubs to produce that game. Maybe it's matchup oriented.
He went from the safety blanket, the guy that Jordan Love to rely upon, to you wanting to kick him down the depth chart and Strohsand put him on the bench.
He's kicking himself on the depth chart.
What is he doing now to kick himself down the depth chart?
The room is too crowded. He's unreliable when it comes to off-the-field stuff.
He had one season where he had a concussion, and then he went AWOL.
2 concussions.
Well, no, but the second concussion
but
came but
in Philly. You can't just say he went AWOL.
It reflects where his mind might be at.
But you're going to tell me you're going to feature Romeo Doubs over Golden and Reed and Kraft? You're not going to do that. There's only so much to go around, and you've got Josh Jacobs, who you're going to feed early and often. So there's only going to be so many guys to go around.
We're talking about number 3 wide receiver, and I think the Green Bay Packers are in a great position to have a number 3 wide receiver like Romeo Doubs. With the reports coming out about Matthew Golden being as good as advertised, and even Romeo Doubs calling him the kid as a stud, that gives me confidence that the Green Bay Packers and Goody hit with their first-round pick in Matthew Golden. So knowing that Matthew Golden at this point, it seems like he's going to be one of those guys that is going to show up like a first-round wide receiver should, and knowing exactly what we're going to get from Jaden Reed, I believe the Green Bay Packers at this point are lucky to have a guy like Romeo Doubs, who if Matthew Golden has some time where he needs to develop early in the season, guess what? You have a veteran in Romeo Doubs that can pick up the slack. So that's why I feel very good about Romeo Doubs still having a productive season, and still when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, until that relationship is forged between Matthew Golden and relationship with Jordan Love, it's good to know week 1, 2, 3, 4 that Jordan Love can look to Romeo Doubs and know we're going to get a first down.
This might be in poor taste to say, but Romeo Doubs is lucky Christian Watson got injured. Because if Christian Watson was healthy, Romeo Doubs would either not be on the team, he'd be traded, or he'd be pushed down to 4 or 5. Because Christian Watson's a better wide receiver than Romeo Doubs.
True.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You think he's a better wide receiver?
Yeah.
Yes.
Christian Watson just can't stay healthy.
I think he's more talented, but he's not as consistent as Romeo Doubs.
We thought Romeo Doubs at one point would kind of evolve into like the James Jones reliable hands, and it's not that he's not that. It's just I don't know if he's flashy enough.
Last year was just a weird
year. It was a weird year. I agree.
It was a weird year. But he still again, the numbers aren't good enough, but he still put up decent numbers. Like, he put up decent numbers with 49 receptions and 600-plus yards. 4 touchdowns, we need more. But, again, he still put up decent numbers in a weird year.
I wouldn't disagree with that. And maybe we'll all be wrong, right? Maybe somehow Romeo Doubs comes out of camp as the true number one receiver. Hey, I just have a really hard time believing
that. Who
had
more yards this year, Christian Watson or Romeo Doubs?
Well, I think Christian Watson was out more games.
Oh,
no, Christian Watson.
Yeah, because he got hurt against the Vikings. In week 4.
Okay,
and then obviously he got hurt in week 16 also against the Vikings.
Christian Watson has not had, he's had, okay. He had 29
so Chris,
receptions.
Christian Watson had 620 yards to Romeo Doubs 601.
And he had 20 less receptions, or almost 20 less receptions. Christian Watson is a boom or bust type guy.
He sure is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's.
Hey,
it's interesting how you use
it. I'll
him,
tell you
man.
What.
29 receptions, that is low.
Romeo Doubs, though, 4th last year in yards behind Reed, Kraft, and Watson. Replace Watson with Golden, be no different.
Well, we are going to get a window into what is coming up for the Green Bay Packers as they start mandatory minicamp next week. But no window
Better than the windows from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Gina Della.
That's exactly right. Gina Della from Pella and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin always delivers. You're thinking about now. You're probably going outside more. You're opening your windows more. That you're probably recognizing, you know what? Now's the time. I've been putting it off long enough. These old windows, these old doors, they're letting the heat in, and we can't keep that air conditioning inside where it belongs. Now is the time to go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and finally do that home renovation that you've been thinking about, because you're going to save on your energy costs. You're certainly going to increase your home value. And here's the best thing. Pella meets you exactly where you are. Craftsmanship, color, budget, whatever it is, Pella will meet you right there. And they will make sure that you're satisfied with your project, both with the quality of the end product and with the budget and the financial way to get there. Because right now, for the next 2 years, they're offering you no payments and no interest for 2 years. Think about it. You're sitting back. You're looking through that window and you're opening that door, and not a dime has to leave your bank account for 2 full years. But you got to do that before the end of this month. That's June 30th. Set your free in-home consultation where they're going to be able to evaluate it and tell you a little bit more about your project. Do yourself a favor and make that call now. Call Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and visit them at PellaWI.com.
PellaWI.com, the website for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. All right. I think I got myself into another mess.
Oh. Why do you say that?
Well, last week, Friday, it was 100 days until the Packers kicked off their season against the Detroit Lions. So I made a little song to celebrate. I covered We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel, right?
It was outstanding.
Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Poor Billy Joel.
Right? 100 days to go. You guys, after the show that day, you two, as well as a couple other people, Ben Bruss, Tony Cartagena, Ashton Rotman, Sid Strofe. You got to do it every Friday until the season starts. You got to make a new song every Friday until the season starts.
Okay.
So, here we go. I cover Justin Bieber coming up next. It's Kyle Brust and Nordman on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nordman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh,
seam head.
I don't even
know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
Seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson, Brett Favre, Don Hudson, Eddie Bennett, Bart Starr, go Pack, go. Jordan Love, Matthew Golden, touchdown on the Lions, Lambo leaps, Cheeseheads, 100 days to go. Pretty good.
It was.
Alexander Jair.
It's pretty good work. That was last week's Packers anthem, as I have been directed to make a new Packers anthem every Friday until the season begins.
I still think I want to sing the chorus for you.
Here's the thing. I think I set the bar too high last week.
Oh.
Why is that?
Because it was good. It was objectively good. We had nothing but positive feedback on last week's anthem on the text line, which you're going to want to get ready. 800-990-3776. So I was given the directive, hey, Strofe, you got to do this every week now. You got to start doing it every Friday. You got to make a new anthem for the Packers counting down to the season opener against the Lions.
That's a tough.
I mean, if you do the math, that's like 15 songs.
Yeah.
That's an album.
Whole album. Yeah.
That's an album. So I've listened to the directive, taken it into consideration, and I came up with a new song this week. I'm purposely lowering the bar. And I would like you to hold me accountable and tell me how much I suck and how I need to do better on the text line, 800-990-3776. Because I don't know if I'm always going to be able to do We Didn't Start the Fire territory good. But I think I did an okay job this week. So a clip from Adam Schein, who does work for CBS Sports, was circulating again. It's an old clip where he says Jordan Love can't play. Jordan Love can't play football. Remember that clip?
Yes.
So it popped back into my life. And it encouraged this song from me to the tune of Justin Bieber's Love Yourself.
Oh, good song.
About Jordan Love regressing and the national commentary around the quarterback we saw earlier today at TPC Wisconsin. Here is my Packers version of Love Yourself by Justin Bieber.
Jordan Love can't play football. Simple as that.
For all the times they said Jordan Love regressed.
And all the talking heads he didn't impress. You think he's bad, O'Shawn, for goodness sake. You think I'm missing Aaron? No, but I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I don't want anyone thinking I still care what you say, but now it's what they all say.
Come on.
Love and I are moving on, and I think this year is golden, and it won't hold Reed back. Maybe you should know that.
Uh-huh. Hit him.
So good. Don't like you, and we like everyone. And I never liked you, put you in a song. And I've been so caught up in the draft, didn't hear you talking crap, but now I know. We're
know?
Better than Chicago. If you don't like the way Love slings that pillow, baby, you should cheer for something else. And if you think LaFleur isn't a genius, so baby, look at that offensive help.
Debacle. It's also predictable because Jordan Love can't play football. Simple as that.
There you have it. There's this week's Packers anthem to the tune of Love Yourself by Justin Bieber.
The chorus was trash, but the first verse is good.
Thank you. I worked really hard on that.
Strofe, you undersold that.
Good.
I literally, so that wasn't as good as we didn't start the whatever. We didn't start the fire version.
Yeah. Yep.
But, boy, I had low expectations after you teed that up. That was pretty darn good.
Yeah, you did a good job.
That was pretty darn. This album is shaping up to be a platinum album.
Wrote that puppy in 18 minutes yesterday.
Good job.
That's impressive.
And I also saw a text on the text line. Here, where is it? Chris on the text line, 800-990-3776, says, you used AI to make a parody song, be honest. I did not use AI. That was all Alex Strofe brain, baby. Which is probably why it wasn't very good, but that's okay.
It was good, Strofe, and I do not doubt that came from your own cabeza.
Yeah, that definitely came. Look at that.
Cabeza, very well done. Alex on the text line says, day two of asking Strofe for a Welcome to the Jungle cover. Might be able to mix that in at some point.
How do you go about the process of choosing which songs to use? Because you know the subject matter, but how do you go forth choosing, obviously We Didn't Start the Fire, then Love Yourself.
So
what's going to be next?
Subject matter actually does matter. So last week it was 100 days until the season starts, and I thought it was going to be a one-off, so it was just general Packers, right?
Yeah.
This week was every national show, Get Up, Unsportsmanlike, Us. We were all talking about, did Jordan Love regress in 2025, blah, 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 blah. So I wanted to make that the theme of the song, and then obviously we had the Rodgers news yesterday. I would say, I don't know how I got there. I don't know. I Jordan Love, Love Yourself, and then I never ended up using his name in the chorus.
Yeah.
So,
I guess there's a lot of ammunition you could do with love, you know? A lot of love songs out there.
Lasagna in Milwaukee says, that was better than We Didn't Start the Fire. You my boy, Strofe.
Oh, wow. Lasagna's just trying to hype you up, man. That's good. That's what's up. People lie to you to make you feel good about yourself.
JT and Fondy says, I'm touched.
Oh, wow.
The beat is fantastic. I mean, it's hard to mess up that beat.
It's a good song.
I'm not going to lie.
It's a good song.
So good job, Strofe. I give you a B+.
I can't wait for
B minus.
Okay. I'll take a B-.
It's a solid B. Very solid B.
Last week wasn't that.
You have any song requests?
I actually do.
I like ratchet music.
So you want me to get into the rap game?
Oh, wow. Ratchet music.
Strofe rapping.
Should I spit next week?
Ratchet music.
All right.
I'm going to send some requests to Will.
All right. Hold on a minute.
Will, I'm sending some requests through.
So should rapper Strofe make a debut next week? That's the question I'm asking you, Kyle Wallace.
To the right.
I would love to see that.
Kiss Me Through the Phone by Soulja Boy.
Kiss Me Through the Phone. Kiss Me Through the Phone. Oh, I like that.
Pink Pony Club? That's an idea. Somebody's leaving the AFM Championship.
That is one of them.
LaFleur, look what you've done. We might be onto something there. All right. Any song requests, any feedback on my musical journey I take as we count you down to the Packers season opener in about 3 months against the Detroit Lions? You can get that in 800-990-3776. Okay. Well,
Write Me Down remix.
After that,
I know that song.
Chest, pants, shoes.
What is he trying to say?
B-O-O-S-I-E. No, I'm just
Okay, that's enough of that.
I'm about to feel myself.
Well, after getting a little bit out of my comfort zone and, you know, doing that, I think I need to crack open a cold one. And, Brad, you know exactly what I need to crack open.
And especially a day like today when it's Friday, the sun is shining, and a cold carbless in my hands would be the only thing that would quench it. I know when I get home tonight, that's exactly what I am going to go to. Because carbless, man, it has everything I'm looking for when I'm looking to kick back and enjoy a ready-to-drink cocktail. First of all, we already talked about me working out. I work out. I try to eat healthy. I'm looking for a guilt-free experience. I think you are, too. There's too many options out there for you not to, and guess what? Carbless knocks it out of the park when it comes to a guilt-free, enjoyable experience. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten, 100 calories per can, and a perfect level of carbonation. Just enough to, ooh, quench that thirst, but not so much to make the stomach bloated from all the cans you're going to love to enjoy. But not only that, man, there is a flavor for everybody. There's a margarita variety pack. There's a cocktail variety pack, and now the Tropical Bliss variety pack is all the fruit flavors that you know and love. Not to mention that, but the mango 4-pack, watermelon 4-pack, the range of flavors. I believe there's 25 of them now at this point, is something for everybody. So if you're on a Friday like I am, you're looking to crack open a can of Carbless, you are in the right place. This is more with Carbless. Enjoy yourself with Carbless on this Friday, KBN Nation.
Wheel!
Will? Oh, wow.
I'm here. Will's there. I think we give Will Summers the floor. You cool with that, Kyle?
I'm all good with it. Come on, Will.
Part-time Will.
Wheel of Will is coming up next on KBN.
This is Kyle Brusten Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, let them do it. I ain't doing it.
You're not going to hurt our
no,
feelings.
Come on.
Just mine.
Homer, come on.
Yo,
now.
Fuck. I should be doing this time. I should be 2-6. That good enough for you?
Yeah.
Nobody's as good as me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Live from the American Family Insurance Championship, it's Kyle Brust in Nortman, Kyle Strofe in Nortman today. Alex Strofe, Brad Nortman, Kyle Wallace hanging out with you live from TPC, Wisconsin in Madison. Beautiful course, beautiful day, beautiful tournament, beautiful weekend here at the American Family Insurance Championship. Ain't that right, Kyle Wallace?
I mean, it really is. I'm so excited as we go into a beautiful weekend. Got my Brewers jersey with me for my gift bag.
That's a happy summer right there.
It is a happy summer. Thank you, Mark Antanasio.
I love how I set him up to tell us more about the AmFam Championship, and he thanks Mark Antanasio.
I love the AmFam Championship as well, so you still can get tickets now. Go to AmFamChampionship.com if you want to come on down and enjoy a beautiful, beautiful weekend of golf. Shout out to Steve Stricker. Shout out to the PGA Champions
and Mark Antanasio also.
And Mark Antanasio. What a week. I mean, whether you're in Madison or whether you're in Milwaukee, you're going to have a great weekend of fun.
We haven't talked enough about how it's Kyle's birthday tomorrow.
It is Kyle's
birthday.
Being
the birthday guy he is, he stopped bringing it up.
Birthday guy.
I don't bring it up on air.
800-990-3776. Get your birthday wishes in for our birthday boy, Kyle Wallace, turning, 35 tomorrow?
I'm distinguished.
Is it 35? Is that right?
I'm distinguished.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Happy 35th.
I'm just.
You can run for president.
That's why I'm having a presidential themed birthday party tomorrow.
You're having a presidential themed birthday party?
Baby girls.
What are you wearing to that?
Yeah, a suit.
I don't know actually, but you know what?
Dress up like a quick story. Like a founding father.
Yeah, something like. I don't know, but quick story is that I gave my mother a task to go get the birthday cake, and we wanted a presidential themed birthday cake. And shout out to Mama Wallace because Mama Wallace is gone. I told her, Mama, I don't care anymore. She went to like 3 or 4 different places trying to find a place that would design it the way that she wanted it designed for a presidential birthday cake.
Wow.
I said, Mom, I just go get a cake. I don't care.
Mama Wallace will get what Mama Wallace wants. That is what I'm learning.
Let's put it on the poll on Twitter, at KBN ESPN. At ESPN Kyle W. turning 35 tomorrow, should he run for president? Yes or no?
We don't need to do that.
Kyle, I'd vote for you if you stand on the right stuff.
If the poll came back too many yeses, then I might have to start my campaign.
All right, we're putting it on the poll on Twitter at KBN ESPN. But right now, it is time to turn our attention to Will Summers. It is time now for the Wheel of Will.
You never know what to expect when the wheel appears.
It's time for the
Wheel of Strove.
I have no idea how this is going to go. Do you have a wheel?
It's in the studio.
All right, no wheel needed. Just do whatever you want.
All right. As you guys may have heard, Sydney Sweeney is releasing a soap, or she released a soap at 11 a.m. today, infused with her bathwater.
Oh, I know Will got that, didn't you, Will?
I did not.
Yes, you did.
It's
yes,
sold
you
out.
Did.
It's, I wish I did, because it's sold out and is being resold on eBay for up to $400. As
come on.
Wait, it was only $8 a bottle.
I think it was $8.
We talked about
they
that.
They underpriced that like crazy.
We thought they did. I should have bought a bottle just to sell it.
So, Will, $400. You biting the bullet?
No. No chance. I should have bit the bullet for the $8, but I forgot.
Let me ask you this. Where does the price point get cut off?
$8. I'm not paying more than $8.
You wouldn't pay $10 for it?
You think they priced it perfect?
Yeah.
I mean, knowing that it's selling for $400, which is not
I mean,
for
think
me.
About it. You have to put in your address, your credit card number, just to buy someone's bathwater.
Yeah, I mean, if it's selling for $400 now, I would have invested
bro,
at least $100.
Bro, people put their address and credit card number on way worse things than soap.
I don't know.
Will's a bad businessman. How many of you go to school? Well, you went to school for communications, clearly.
Clearly.
I would have paid $200 knowing I could resell it for $400. That's easy. That's a quick $200 come up. And it's probably tax-free. They don't tax on eBay, do they?
They have ways to track that.
I can't say I know.
Man, $400.
Well, I'm disappointed Will didn't get it, but I'm also glad he didn't get it.
Will, did you try?
Yeah, Alex Strofe asked me to get it for him.
Alex Strofe.
For him. Hold on a minute.
Wow.
Hold on a minute.
Were you both
you trying to lather up,
Strofe? I was not interested in it. I knew Will was, so I bullied him into trying to buy it.
Will, yes. Were you interested in the Sydney Sweeney
don't lie, Will. No
for
lies.
For the resale value and to be a part of history, I was.
Will,
part
listen,
of history.
Will, if you want to make it radio, you got to be honest.
Sydney Sweeney's bathwater, history.
If I was 22 years old, 23 years old, $8 for the bathwater of Sydney Sweeney, I would have said, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Give it to me. But I'm not. I'm an old
so
man.
So now that you're turning 35 tomorrow, it's probably should be purchasing Sydney Sweeney's bathwater.
Baby girl's bathwater, only bathwater I won't touch in me.
That is
wow.
Disturbing.
I'm uncomfortable.
I mean, hey, we're adults here.
Well, we met Baby Girl's father 2 hours ago, and now you're yelling about
we
it.
We did.
So. He know what's
Mr.
up.
Mr. Baby Girl.
He know what's up. Does he?
What did Mr. Baby Girl have on him?
Oh my gosh! He
oh, that's
did.
A great point,
Mr. Baby Girl. They're at the
Mr. Baby Girl.
They're at the.
It'll always be a great nickname.
Fan Championship today, and Mr. Baby Girl comes up here, and he.
I just want to take a quick time out for context. For those of you that aren't aware, we refer strictly to Kyle's girlfriend, who he lives with, his life partner, as Baby Girl. Mm-hmm. When we say Mr. Baby Girl, we are not talking about her brother
or her pimp.
Okay. We were also not talking about Kyle when we say Mr. Baby Girl.
No.
We were talking about her father,
yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Baby Girl.
Mr. Baby Girl.
Yes, and her father, Mr. Baby Girl, came up, shook Stroh's hand, said hello, said hi to me. And
he actually left me hanging.
Oh.
No, he did not.
He was so focused. He didn't know who you were. But then he went over to Brad, shook Brad's hand, and Brad said, hey, I'm Brad Norton. He said, I know, and reaches in his pocket and brings out a signed Brad Norton
just
Wisconsin
like
card.
He said, the places I can get into when I flash this. I said, I could only imagine.
Guys,
yeah.
We
that's
have
how
a,
I met Mr. Baby Girl. He's got good taste.
We have a special guest calling in to wish Kyle a happy birthday.
Oh,
it better be Diana McGuanago.
Special guest, go ahead.
Hey, Kyle, my man. Happy birthday, big guy. I'm sure that the Bachelor hasn't even remembered that today was your birthday, but I did.
Oh, you know what? The Bachelor has not remembered that it is my birthday. He hasn't said happy birthday, and I wonder if you're going to say it tomorrow. But I appreciate you calling in, JB, to tell me happy birthday. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, happy birthday. Hope you enjoy your weekend, bro.
I appreciate that. Thank you so
how
much.
How about
that's
that?
He didn't even mention Caleb Williams.
That's a brush I believe in.
Right there.
What happened there?
He was just calling in to be nice.
No Caleb Williams pop.
A brush I believe in.
That's Jonathan Brust, the brother of The Bachelor, Ben Brust. Ben Brust, I assume, has not wished you a happy birthday.
Well, my birthday's tomorrow.
Okay, do you think he will wish you a happy birthday, yes or no?
He will not.
Do you expect a text message from him?
No, I don't.
Do you expect it from us?
Maybe as the birthday, as the day goes on, maybe I would have thought about
it. Are we going to his birthday party?
I might pop in as a surprise.
No, can you let me know if you're popping in as a surprise?
I will.
You're both
will.
Always. You're, the door is always open.
That doesn't
we
sound
have to
very
dress up a presidential
convincing.
Theme?
No, you do not. No, you do not.
Well, what does that mean? Once again,
I it's not my idea. I just kind of, you know, what I've learned here, Strofe, and you'll continue to learn. You just do what they tell you to do because it makes them happy, and whatever makes them happy makes you happy.
Well said.
Happy wife, happy life.
Will, you got anything else for us?
Yeah, I actually have my first beer league baseball game tonight. I'm supposed to be catching, but I have no gear because I let one of my friends borrow it, and he got deployed last week to go to training camp for the Army. So kind of in a pickle there.
Wait a minute. Where does he live at?
In Green Bay, but now I don't know where he is.
Did he take your stuff with?
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I texted him. He doesn't have a. I don't think you can use your phone at basic training. So.
Did he live with somebody?
Yeah, he lived with some of my friends and then moved out, and I never grabbed it back from him last year. So,
last year? Oh, man, that stuff's gone.
When you play in a beer league, baseball or softball?
Baseball. It's pretty intense.
Baseball. So, do you drink beer as you play, or is it called beer league because after the game you grab a beer?
I think it's an afterwards type of thing. It's too. They take it too seriously to drink during the game.
Doesn't sound like a beer league to me, though.
See, I would love like a beer league softball. You know what I mean?
Well,
like
participate.
That would be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you're able to find something to protect that just very precious body.
Yeah,
of yours.
Just protect the downstairs. Find that.
Well, and the chest.
And the chest.
Yes.
The face too.
Yeah.
The face.
Sounds like you're not catching. Both.
Well, yeah, I don't think you are either.
I'm supposed to,
Kyle, on this one. All right, coming up next. I've got a thought on the Milwaukee Bucks I don't think anybody else in this world has had.
Oh.
Which is shocking because it should have been had, but it hasn't been had. I will explain to you what that is as we continue to talk Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks and the NBA Finals. Game one in the books. The Pacers did it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable. Tyrese Halliburton again.
What the helly?
We talk Bucks coming up next. It's KBN Live from the American Family Insurance Championship.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
He is now off his rocker saying it. Well, if I played...
Choke artist. That's what you both are. Yeah, I said it. You both are choke artists.
Losers, choke artists.
That's what you are. You
frauds,
choked against TCU. You choked against Oregon. You choked against Kentucky. Y'all choked against Duke. I can keep going.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Brustin Norton live from the American Family Insurance Championship at TPC Wisconsin in Madison. I'm Alex Strofe. That's Brad Nortman. That's Kyle Wallace hanging out with you until 5 o'clock here across ESPN Wisconsin. So last night, I'm having a glass of wine, classy fella.
Ooh.
Sitting on the couch.
Sophisticated.
Cool. And getting ready to watch Thunder Pacers in the NBA Finals, which ended up being a really entertaining game, as it always seems to be with the Pacers when they're down entering the fourth quarter, as the Pacers ultimately come back and win in game one of the NBA Finals last night. But I'm thinking to myself, you know, Giannis, he needs to be back. They need to find a way to get him back. And then I started thinking about, like, the recruitment pitches we've been giving Giannis on the air. So, Brad, if I said to you right now, hey, give me a 30-second pitch to Giannis on why he should come back to Milwaukee. Just give me a quick pitch.
Giannis, in your DNA is loyalty. You have already cemented yourself a legacy here, but it can be expanded upon. You know that titles when you leave are diluted down. We're going to get you a second title. It's going to matter more. You're going to be a top 20, top 15, top 10 player of all time. We're going to build a statue. You loved you. You idolized Dirk and Kobe, all the guys that stayed for a long time. You will be that iteration of that. We love you. The state loves you.
Yeah.
Giannis, stay here.
It's a great pitch. Kyle, who's favored to win the NBA Finals?
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
And that got me thinking. We really don't mention the fact the Bucks won the NBA Cup at all. It is a complete afterthought. Right? Like, hey, Giannis, by the way, we won the NBA Cup this year. You want to do that again? As far as I'm concerned, the most recent champion in the NBA is the Milwaukee Bucks. They won the NBA Cup 6 months ago. Nobody talks about it. When's the last time you thought about the NBA Cup?
When they won the NBA Cup.
When's the last time you thought about the NBA Cup?
The day after they won the NBA
Cup. Nobody talks about the fact the Bucks won the NBA Cup, which is this new thing that the NBA is trying to prop up and sell and be like, wow, this is something the players really care about in the middle of the season. The Bucks won it this year, and not one person has mentioned it since the calendar flipped to 2025. Yeah. That's crazy.
Do you know why
they
haven't mentioned it?
Because it doesn't matter.
Yes. Because it's a clown of a trophy.
But the thing is, it's supposed to matter. You they hung a banner for it.
Which is embarrassing.
Strofe, you actually have a point. You know why you have a point? Is that who did they beat in that NBA Cup final?
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
And we were healthy and at full strength at that point.
Yes.
And so had the Milwaukee Bucks, I can make an argument. We can make an argument.
No, don't.
Had the
don't
Bucks
do this.
Been healthy and at full strength going into this playoff series against the Pacers, the Milwaukee Bucks might be playing in the NBA Finals today.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are delusional.
And they might be favored.
Look at the series the Bucks played against the Pacers. I mean, granted, the Pacers, they won the series. But the Bucks, you know, without Dame, they were competitive in some of the games. All I'm saying is this, is that the Milwaukee Bucks are better than what we thought they were. And I think the NBA Cup, though it happened months and months ago, I think it showed that the Milwaukee Bucks have potential to compete with the best of them. We just weren't healthy because we're an old basketball team. When we was early in the season, they were still springy and fresh legs. Look what they were able to do. The problem is that the legs got tired. They got old. They broke down. Yeah.
No, this is sad, guys. I'm going to tell you it's sad. The NBA Cup is no more than glorified regular season games. Because we could look back and say, oh, you know what? You know who beat the Bucks? The Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets beat them back in January. It's so facto that maybe the Nets should be representing the East in the finals. We're talking about, this is why I was so critical of them hanging a banner. Nuts. Great. We won some regular season games. I'm happy for you. But it's embarrassing that we put up the NBA Cup. We knew it wasn't going to matter. We knew it doesn't mean anything.
It mattered for Oklahoma City
it's
Thunder.
It's nothing
here's the thing.
More than regular
think,
season games.
I think we need to advocate. Use our platform for good here on KBN. We need to advocate for people to mention that the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA Cup this year. Use it as a recruiting tool for Giannis. Hey, buddy, last time I checked, the most recent champion in the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks. You won a title, an NBA Cup championship. Nobody's talked about it.
You know what,
I can't believe
you know what Giannis is going to do if he said that? If you included the NBA Cup in your pitch, you know what Giannis would do?
I don't want you to say it.
He'd laugh. Yeah. He said, come on, we serious, man?
No, I know. I just,
serious?
I'm sitting on the couch. I'm getting ready for the finals. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember when the Bucks beat them. I went, oh, my goodness, that was for a championship.
NBA Cup.
The Bucks won a championship in the last 6 months. Not one person has said a word about it in the last 6 months.
But you know what? We'll always have the NBA Cup. Right, Giannis? 2025 NBA Cup.
Brett, that's called potential. Potential.
It's called the regular season game. You can pick any stretch of games and say, yep, that's our championship.
To think that it didn't have any type of heightened significance for players.
It had no significance.
Yes, it did. They played harder that day.
They played harder that day than when they did in the playoffs?
No.
So?
We weren't healthy.
The playoffs are more important.
The playoffs are more important, yes.
Well, that's where my head went last night ahead of game one. That's how my brain works.
I mean, that is a wild thought. Absolutely wild. Nothing but an afterthought and a footnote of the season.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
I get it, right? Nobody takes it that serious. The players do because there's a monetary prize if you win it all. But
it is.
All in all, it's just an afterthought in the world of the NBA right now, which is a little bizarre to me. But also thought that Darvin Ham, the Bucks' lead assistant coach,
yes,
two-time NBA Cup champion. He was the head coach of the Lakers last
year. First time ever.
First time.
Name it the Darvin Ham Trophy.
They should call it that.
The Darvin Ham
NBA Cup Championship.
Now we're just throwing ridiculous things out there, I see.
And perfect timing for a Pacers fan to walk past us here as they are up 1-0 after.
What the hell?
I will say.
Hey, Tyrese Halliburton make last night.
What the hell?
Oh, now this guy's flexing. Yes, sirs.
The yes, sirs. That's a really good line.
I don't like the Pacers, but boy, Tyrese. I ain't never seen another four straight series.
Now we got guys in golf polos mimicking jump shots.
What the hell?
How about that?
I think it's a good time for us to go to break. We got an hour left with you. 100.5 ESPN Madison, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. We roll out with you live from TPC Wisconsin at the American Family Insurance Championship. It's Kyle Bruston Nortman.